Welcome to ITAD Talk and part two in this series. Here's your host, Jeff Bittner.
You know, you had told me when you went up to Canada and you kind of wanted to be on your own, and you know, the first deal wasn't that great, and then eventually you hit a really, really big deal. So I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that story.
Yeah, Canada, that was such a great time of my life, and I still think of those years and that effort. And so I was gotten out of school in 83, University of Arkansas. And, you know, I just, I wasn't all that employable. I mean, I had whatever skills I had, but they weren't great. You know, I was developing, I was young. And Jim said, well, come on back here. I could use some help. And, you know, we'll kind of go down the road until, you know, you find what you're after. And so I did. And then, and I worked here for a couple of years for my dad. And it was good, but I was missing something. I needed to be, you know, out on my own and making decisions and making mistakes and learning. So I'd taken a job with Western Geophysical out in Bakersfield, California. And I was going to be kind of a permit agent for a seismic company. And I got hired over the phone, and it was great, and I was super excited. I remember going into Jim, and I said, well, listen, this was in 87, April, May. And I went into Jim and said, well, listen, I got a job out in Bakersfield. I'm heading out there here in a little bit. And he was great. You know, he said, oh, man, that's great. You're going to really like that. And Western Geophysical is a good company. You're going to like, you know, California maybe. And it was all kind of fluffy. And he kind of looks at me and he said, you know, have you ever been to Canada? And I said, no. And he knew everywhere I'd been in my life because I went there with him typically, and I hadn't been anywhere. And, of course, I said no. And he goes, well, listen, before you head off to Bakersfield, why don't you and I run up to Calgary? And at the time, Jim was very involved with AAPL, which is Landmen Association, and eventually became president of that association. And he had met some people that he really enjoyed, and he'd met a few people up in Calgary that he really liked. And it wasn't a lot of people, it was one or two men that he just hit it off with. And so, you know, we run up to Calgary, and I'm sitting on the plane with him, and he's telling me about different things, and we get up to Calgary, and we're staying at a hotel, and he calls this fellow to come down and meet us in the bar. And so this guy comes, and he's got a briefcase, and Jim says, his name was Bob James, Brown, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, forget about it. Mr. Brown. So Mr. Brown comes in, and he opens up his briefcase, and he's showing us a deal, an oil and gas deal that, you know, he's going to buy into. And it's all this, it was very dynamic up there, and deal making was just everywhere, and independence, and lots of little guys and lots of big guys, and it was kind of a fun environment. And so he pulls out this map and shows us his prospect, and we didn't know anything about anything, especially the geology up there. And Jim says, well, what would it cost to buy 10% of that? And he told us, and Jim pulls out his checkbook and writes a check. He goes, we'll take 10%. And, you know, no paying no attention to, you know, Canadian funds versus U.S. funds or any of that. He just said, here's the check. And so we're all of a sudden, we got 10% of the wealth. And for the next two or three days, we walk around Calgary, and it's beautiful and vibrant and exciting town. And then on the way back, we're flying, and so about a 3-4 hour flight, Jim is talking to me about not moving to Bakersfield but moving to Alberta, because we're now in the oil and gas business in Alberta. And I'm thinking, wow, that's how you do that, huh? You write a check and you're in the oil and gas. So by the time we landed, you know, my mission was to call my new employer and thank them and let them know I'm not coming. And that's what I did. And so I moved up to Calgary and November 11th of 1987, and my mission was to get in the oil and gas business, and did. Rented a office downtown Calgary, and you know, tried to figure out where to get maps, tried to figure out how to meet people, and it was just a grind trying to figure out what to do. And but it turns out that was the fun of it all, and didn't always know it at the time, but man, it was frustrating and hard. Didn't know where to go, but eventually kind of figured that out. And I was at noons, I'd go down to YMCA and play basketball. And it turns out everyone on the basketball court's in the oil and gas business. And I could make friends on a basketball court. And you learn a lot about people, too, for basketball. And I learned about people. And I would go in and I'd talk, make my friends and say, hey, where are you working? And he goes, oh, we're down in the Drumheller area or whatever. And I'd go back to my office and pull out maps of the Drumheller area and start looking at who owns leases. And I'd see my buddy's name, you know, on the leases. And so I'd go back to the court and say, well, why'd you go to Drumheller? What's there? And so anyway, it just led to this sort of what I determined was an opportunity. And so I went and started buying leases in Drumheller. And I figured out how to buy leases, and I bought some. And I didn't spend much for them. And then I go back to basketball court and I'd say, you know, to my buddy, I'd say, well, listen, I remember you said you're in Drumheller. And he said, yeah, that's where we work primarily. And I said, well, I own leases. And he said, really, where's your leases? And I told him, and I said, well, listen, I can't develop that lease. Why don't you buy it from me? And he said, well, what do you want? And I told him, and he grabbed my hand and shook it and got a deal, you know, make a deal on the basketball court. So I go back to the office and I'm thinking, well, I know how to do this stuff. This is easy. And that, you know, kind of led to my trying to figure out how to target areas and leases, and that led to other things, which, you know, one thing I would tell you, Jeff, that really kind of is a little illustrative of why I opened the door for you that day. Back in 2013, I was trying to sell leases, and I'm 27 years old, and I'm knocking on all the doors I can knock on to try to sell leases, and Exxon isn't going to answer they're not going to answer my call. I'm 27 and I don't know more than Exxon. And Exxon knows everything, and that's just, and I'm using them as an example. There's 100 other companies. But I remember knocking on this one door, a company called Renaissance Exploration, which was a very vibrant company at the time. They were in fact, probably one of the busier companies. And I went to their office, and I got on the phone down in the lobby, and I called for their land manager, who's typically who you would deal with. And a guy named Don Robson answers the phone. And I say, well, listen, my name's Bill Ann. I got some leases down in this particular area. Can I have 10 minutes of your time? And that sort of intro normally gets a phone hung up in my face.
Oh, really?
And,
wow.
But I did it. And Don said, yeah, sure, come on up. And went up there, ended up selling him my leases. Hmm. Then I sold him some more leases. Then he drilled some wells on our land. And it turned into really my Lincoln well. They were able to prove up a large volume of oil. Mm. And I'll never forget Don. We're still friends today. Mm. His son interned for us down here in Arkansas along the way. And I never forgot that. He didn't have to invite me up. Certainly didn't have to buy anything from me. And certainly didn't have to drill wells. But,
wow.
Ended up being a very fortuitous for me.
So now when I met you in like 2013 or 2014, which is probably 25 years later, you were still receiving fairly huge checks off that one deal, right?
Yeah, we got money off that for many years. We ended up selling that deal and made money off that.
Yeah, so I mean like...
Canadian operation was great. It was, you know, we did well. We had great success. I had a partner up there, I'll tell you quickly about it, a guy named Ken Havard. I got, in 1987, we moved up there. In 1988, a year later, we got evicted from our office space, along with about 30 other people. And because the owner of the building was co-oping the floors, and he sold our floor. So it was wintertime, in 88, and so I went and leased another floor of another building, and I went around all the tenants and asked them if they wanted to now come move to this new office. So, and I bought office furniture, I bought phone systems, I bought data, and I put together this little kind of office...
office suite kind of thing?
Yeah. And I made money at that for three or four or 5 years. That was really good. But what was even better is I met more oil and gas people. And I had a guy moved that was from Calgary, Ken Haber. He was studying down in Australia. And he moved back to Calgary to go to work, and he was about 40 years old. And we met, he rented an office from me. And we met, and we got to know each other. And he said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm buying and selling leases. And he goes, well, where are you doing it? And I said, well, wherever I think there's opportunities. And he's a geologist. And he goes, there's no science? I said, no, it's just kind of, you know, I'm following the herd, you know. And he says, man, you need an exploration manager.
Huh.
I said, well, what's that? You know, and he said, that's me. He goes, why don't I buy into your lease holdings? And so we worked out a deal, and he bought a third of everything I had and wrote me a nice check. And,
wow.
You know, and I was everywhere, you know, I kind of went and said it seemed like there was opportunities if I could see that they were opportunities. And but I was, you know, I was eager. I wanted the help. I needed the help. I was never proud of the way I approached oil and gas, other than it was working a little bit. But if I really wanted to be in oil and gas, I needed to understand the science. And Ken really understood the science. And his wife was a geologist, so she was kind of a bonus. I got her as well. And they were kind of financially, you know, not struggling. And I'm not sure how that was, but I guess they had made some money and they were pretty frugal. And so he's willing to kind of pitch in with me and just go down this entrepreneurial effort. And we had great success and great years together. And I still am in touch with Ken, and he's 77, 78 now. But I can't believe how fortunate I was that our paths crossed.
We invite you to follow and subscribe to the ITAD Talk podcast. You can find the latest episode at itadtalk.com and on all your favorite podcast apps. And don't forget, the best way to support ITAD content is to rate and like the show on iTunes, Google, Spotify, or anywhere you might listen.